He reached here 1858, this is where the first Europeans to see Lake Tanganyika. Speak, we see the Lake Victoria, and they had to name that Victoria in honor of the then Queen Britain, before calling Lake Nyanza. Original name was calling Lake Nyanza, not Victoria. Okay.
Yeah. And how did they know that Lake Victoria was the source of the...
Speak, they named the Lake Victoria, because the Hannah, the Queen Victoria. In London.
Yeah. But did
not
they...
the speak, not to see the source of the Nile.
Mm.
In the Europeans, we see the source of the Nile was Germans, not British.
Okay.
The source of the Nile is from in Burundi, Rutovu, between Tanzania, Burundi.
Okay.
There is the source of River Nile. Not River Kagera. No.
Okay. So it goes to Lake Victoria
and then
to the Nile.
This here is the Rutovu, Burundi. This Tanzania, this Burundi. Source in the Nile is this place.
The border.
He's got this place. Here is the River Kagera. Here is the River Rusumo from Rwanda. He's entering in Lake
Victoria.
Okay.
And does Tanganyika have any rivers going out from the lake?
No.
All the rivers come in.
Yeah. In Burundi, the river, he go in the lake Tanganyika. In Zambia, the river come to Lake Tanganyika, not to the out.
Not out.
River Rukuga is taking the water from the Lake Tanganyika to River Congo and the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
The source of River Rukuga is the Malagasy from in Tanzania. It's crossed the Lake Tanganyika to Congo.
Okay.
Congo is calling the Rukuga.
Rukuga River.
It's big, the Rukuga River.
Is that Kalemi? Or
Yeah, Kalemi. Kabimba this way.
Yeah.
Karim this way, Rukuga this between.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they do have one river. So maybe if you have a small boat, you can go to the Congo from
big
here.
Boat. Yeah, big boat.
Very difficult.
Many the items when you go to the Congo is from Tanzania. Salty, sugar, cement.
I can go there. Very interesting. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.